The question is that, according to intelligent design, it is God who has designed things, certain features in the universe. And ultimately, scripture also says that everything happens by God's desire. Now, God's desire, would it not, whatever is done by God, would that not be universal? But then we see that there are certain things that happen in specific locations, like earthquake happened in Nepal. So if there are certain localized phenomena, then how do we connect universal causes with localized events? Is that your question?
Yes.
Okay. So firstly, the principle of karma, which we talk about, is naturally variable locally. Because different people have done different kinds of karma. So now for example, in scientific language, the law of gravity applies whether it's earth or on heaven or on moon. But in F is equal to G m1 m2 upon r square, the value of G on earth and on moon will be different. And it will be different on Jupiter, it will be different at various places. So, even within the arena of science, although there are certain laws which are claimed to be universal, but still there is variability which is also acknowledged. So, with respect to specific causes, then we have to look again when we say that earthquakes are caused by karma. So this is, again, has to be carefully presented. This is not meant to contradict the natural explanation. That there are epicenters of the earthquakes, there's a shifting of the earth's tectonic plates, and there's a seismic disturbance which causes the earthquakes. That is a natural explanation. And we accept the natural explanation. But the question is the natural explanation the complete explanation? See, there is something which is correct and there is something which is complete. So the correct is not always the complete. There's a difference between the correct and the complete. Now to say that this billiards ball went into this hole because the stick hit it with this precision at this angle, that is correct explanation. But that is not the complete explanation. So, we accept that there are certain seismic phenomena, there are certain seismic factors which cause earthquakes. That is a correct explanation. But what we also say is that why do certain things happen only at certain places and not at other places? That is because of the individual karma of the people in that place. And therein lies the complementary explanation. And even in medicine, you know, we will see, for example, medicine finds out, okay, if you have this disease, take this medicine. But there are, when doctors say, what they will call as medical miracles or medical anomalies. You know, they say that sometimes seems to be ordinary disease, and you give medicine, and no matter how much medicine, the person just doesn't seem to get cured. It may not happen all the time, but it has happened somewhere. And there are some people, you know, who are declared to be incurable, and suddenly they get cured. So these are definitely exceptions, but they do happen. So these exceptions point to the fact that the natural explanation is not always the complete explanation. So now, what the localized variation in such phenomena is because there are specific factors locally involved. Certain people have done certain karma, and because of it, they are getting the reactions. Now, important thing is, now, generally speaking, since earthquakes happen, we have to be very sensitive. Whether we start talking about karmic factors or not, that has to be seen according to time, place, circumstance. Now see, our goal is ultimately to attract people towards Krishna. And explanation for events, intelligent explanations can attract people towards Krishna. But, you know, what will attract people to Krishna more is also a sensitive human approach of caring. So, for example, if we just say, those people who died in the earthquake in Nepal, they were all sinful people, they just got their karma back. No, that would be monstrously insensitive. And we don't see such an approach in scripture. In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when the citizens come to Krutu, and they say, there's a terrible famine and we are all starving. They poetically say, and just as animals may be burned in a forest fire, we are being burned by a digestive fire. So, at that time, Putumara doesn't tell them, oh, you are suffering the results of your past karma. He takes action to correct the situation. So, similarly, we too should not, our goal should not just be, when such events happen, to
to just give an explanation. We should be wanting to help. And where an explanation helps, we can offer an explanation. But if our goal is somehow, if people feel that our goal is not to care for people, not to help people, our goal is to somehow maintain our belief in the correctness of our philosophy. Somehow I want to prove that I am right. Then that can be very alienating. Because we come off as very insensitive. When the Nepal earthquakes happened, the famous Christian evangelical preacher, he said, this earthquake is God's wrath. And now it is the responsibility of Christians to make sure that all the temples of the infidels that were destroyed should not be rebuilt. God has destroyed those temples for us. So we should ensure that we should not be rebuilt. It's horrible. It's terrible to make such statements like this. So what we should focus on is to see how best we can attract people to Krishna. So offering humanitarian help at that time with a devotional intention, that is a way we may be able to attract more people than by trying to give a philosophical explanation. Now some people have philosophical questions and we can give a philosophical explanation. But the philosophical explanation needs to be given with sensitivity. Because an important point in understanding the principle of karma is, you know, when we have to deal with other people, we don't know what they have done in their previous life. And we are meant to deal with people based on their dislike actions. So, you know, if a person comes to a king and says, you know, this person robbed me. This person swindled me. And the king says, well, it's your own karma. And there is no justice left. The king has to deal based on dislike factors. So from this life factors point of view, yes, those people who became casualties or who became bereaved in the earthquake, from this life's perspective, they are victims. And it's our duty to help them. So if an intellectual explanation can be used to help, that's good. If humanitarian aid can be used to help, that's also important. Whatever way we can help at that time and create a pathway for those people to come to Krishna, we should do that. Does that answer your question?